Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say that they don't know how a man in Utah got the Zika virus. He didn't travel outside the U.S. or have sex with anyone who had Zika, and the mosquitoes that carry the virus don't typically live in Utah. So far, his only known contact with the virus was in caring for his elderly father who had contracted Zika while traveling outside the U.S. Helen Branswell covers infectious diseases and public health for STAT, the National Health and Medicine publication, and our weekly partner, and she joins us now. So first of all, Helen, just walk us through what some of the main theories are about how this man in Utah got Zika.
There are two sort of main theories. One is that potentially the older man, the father who was very sick and had contracted Zika while out of the country, that he might have been bitten by a mosquito and that the mosquito went on to bite his son. The CDC and the state health authorities have been trapping mosquitoes around the homes of the two men, and they're actually testing them now. But, you know, that's going to be a tough one because getting the right mosquito is kind of a bit like finding the right straw of hay in a haystack. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there may not be an answer on that front.
Right. And the reason why, if that turns out to be the case, and again, big if, why that would be significant is that, as we mentioned earlier, the type of mosquito that typically carries Zika isn't usually found in Utah. So it could potentially be another species of mosquito.
That's certainly something that they're looking at. As well, scientists in a lot of different research institutions and universities are doing a lot of tests these days on different species of mosquitoes, trying to find out which ones potentially could transmit Zika. So yes, they'll want to see what kind of mosquitoes they found and whether or not they were infectable with Zika and whether or not once infected they seemed like they could transmit. Mm-hmm. Another line of investigation relates to the fact that the older man, the man who died, he had, the CDC said, 100,000 times more virus in his system than one would normally see. So if he had that much virus in his system, he was probably emitting it in various bodily fluids. And so they'll be asking lots of questions about, you know, did you come in contact with any of your father's bodily fluids, and trying to get a sense there of whether or not that might have been the route of transmission.
Hmm. Well, Helen, while I have you, let me ask also about what happened in Florida this week, because the Florida Department of Health announced that the state may have its first case of local transmission of the Zika virus. What do we know so far about that?
Very little. The state has not said much about it, only that it's investigating and that the CDC is also helping in the investigation. They've had problems in the past there with chikungunya, which is another virus spread by the same mosquitoes. So in some respects, it's not a huge surprise. And also, Florida's had a lot of imported cases of Zika. So if you've got the mosquito and you've got people with virus in their system, it's not going to be a huge surprise that you might see some cases. What people will be looking for is kind of information about who one would want to know if this was a pregnant woman.
Hmm. Helen Branswell covers infectious diseases and public health for our partners at STAT, the National Health and Medicine publication. Helen, thank you very much.
Thank you.